What's up, guys? Amateur is back in the game. So, welcome to a new game. So, you noticed I'm over here. Hello, today. I've switched sides because on the side where I normally sit, there will be character portraits. I saw this in some trailers. So that's why I decided to be over here today. We play Code 7. It's kind of a text-based adventure with a full voiceover, so it's kind of interesting. And yeah, your decisions will have impact on the story, so that's pretty awesome. We play episode 0 today. You can download this one for free. The full game has been released a few days before this episode will be aired, so check it out if you're interested, or play episode 0 by yourself. Yeah, I thought it was really interesting because it has a hacker theme, and I'm pretty interested in this kind of stuff. So yeah, that's why I thought I will give it a try. And if I enjoy it and if you enjoy it, we will play the full game together. But now, let's play episode 0. Start a new game. Alright, episode 0, allocation, then threading, hazard, backdoor permutation. Alright. Buy season pass to access. Buy season pass to access immediately. Okay, so the other episodes haven't been released yet, so we can only play episode 0 now because I haven't bought this game yet. And if I like it, I will get the game and then we can play episode 1 as well. So, let's do this.
This is a nightmare. I have a plan to get us out of this mess, but you're not gonna like it. You have to trust me. I know it's hard, after everything that's happened. I won't give up. I can't let my kids down. I know they aren't really my kids, but it feels like they are. I love them so much.
Episode 0, allocation. No signal! Com mode.
System off. Check and confirm before return.
Oh. Alright, type system. Check. Checking systems.
Type in system. Error. Restart and confirm before return.
Alright, let's make a. Oh. Dude, autocomplete with return key. Press the R key. Return to autocomplete. Alright. Restarting OS.
Restart successful. Please perform system check.
Sure thing. System check. Checking system. All systems working. Woohoo! Oh, hello there. I wanted to ask you the same.
Who is this? Is that you, Alex?
It's a me.
Are you sending those messages? I can't hear your voice.
Why not? I'm talking. My audio input is malfunctioning. Yeah, it's me. Can only write. I don't know. And you know what? I don't know why, but this somehow reminds me of Soma, the horror game. If you don't know it, check it out. It was the first project I've played on my English channel. Go check it out. The game is really awesome. Are you okay? I'm fine. My memory, though, not so okay. Yeah, let's go with
what
that.
Do you mean? Don't tell me you suffer from classic movie hitting your head amnesia.
Perhaps. Where are you, some map up again? We need to find it. We need to. Let's go with where are you?
Pitch black room.
Great.
Don't ask me where exactly. Half of my systems are offline. I can't track your position. What's your situation?
Honestly, I don't know. Cold darkness, I found this computer here. Please help me, something is here. I don't know yet, so let's go with honestly, I don't know.
Wherever you are, you seem to have network access. These days stations should have remote room controls. If you could try to switch on the light in my room, I'd be very grateful. It would make things a lot easier if I could see where I am.
New mission, activate the light. Sure thing. Let's activate the console. Room control. Access. I don't know, light? Access. Ha! Security cameras on, lights.
Oh, my eyes!
Oh.
How about a heads up next time?
Sorry. What do you mean? Maybe someone saved you? We're not alone.
I hope so. I haven't given up on the crew just yet. But still, everything is getting really creepy. Anyways, I will try to open this door. Although I think you'll have a better chance of finding the key code in the database. That is, unless you've also forgotten that you're a hacker.
Of course not. Security camera. No, we will leave this on. Alright, give me database access. Oh! Ah, door. Override. Door override code. Fuck. Fuck. Wrong code. Alright. Database. Door code? No. Code? Oh. What? Huh. I don't know how I get... It will auto-complete it for me when I type in the correct... letter. So let me just try. Search! Enter ID.
Additional information required. If no communication options are available, a notification will blink at the bottom of the portrait. To talk to subject, switch to communication mode by pressing space.
New communication available.
Alright.
Now you are in the investigation view. Press 1 to ask subject for the ID number.
See if you can find the door's ID number. 016. Database. Search 016. Override code SQPYQ. Door. Oh, override. SQPYQ. Override complete. Override. Huh. Wait, we did this. Wait, I want to talk to her. System apps check, info interface settings shut down. No. What do I need to do? Last user anonymous. Wait, can I... Like, open? Oh no, there was door. Unlock. I'm stupid.
I'm heading out. Gloomy corridor ahead. I can see the collapse from here. Wow. It's unbelievable we both survived this.
Can I get past it or find another way? Come on, find another way.
I second that, but I really don't want to head deeper into the station without knowing where I'm going. You don't happen to have a map somewhere on your fancy little computer, do you?
Who knows? Database search 016. No, that's only the search. I want a map. Map version installed. My mind's blurry. Can I ask you something?
You weren't joking. You really can't remember. Sure, ask me whatever you want.
Where are we exactly? What was our mission? Do we know each other from before? Where are we?
Schrodinger station. Ring any bells? Anything?
Schrodinger's cat.
Okay, it's the first station beyond our home galaxy. Planet Gershwin 610B. See? I've done my homework. People wanted to build pretty little houses here and plant some flowers and, you know, live.
What was our mission?
That's funny, since you're the one who recruited and briefed me.
Okay.
This station was supposed to prepare the interstellar settling program, but stopped reporting some months ago. We were sent to investigate and bring some spare parts in case their satellites were broken.
Do we know each other?
Ouch. Really? Not even me? The answer is yes. We've known each other for, what, 3 years now? We ran a couple of missions together. Hey, wait. So you can't remember how much money I owe you?
Sweet. how much money do you owe me?
My lips are sealed.
Come on. You have way too much fun with that, you know? Yeah, search. We found the map already. Access to a system interface. Alright. Map. Enable. Map is enabled. I have an overview of the station. Say hello to your personal navigator. Map
Great.
Is enabled.
Any idea where I should go next?
Navigation module enabled. Switch to communication mode by pressing space.
Can I... I mean, I can't do anything with my mouse. That's pretty interesting. So this game functions only completely with keyboard.
Well, mode.
Yeah, move on. Ah, now, move to, where are you? Oh, she's the dot, right? R030, maybe? Oh, no. Yeah, you know what? Check this out.
I just escaped from there. I don't want to go back.
Okay, I get it. Then check out 32, because there's a computer in there.
Looks like a simple office. One desk with a computer, not much else. There are some family photos. Four kids. Must be their dad's office.
any assumptions as to what happened, huh?
We're on a different planet. We don't know what can't happen here. An accident, an
Fair
unexpected
point.
Mass murder of scientists, a viral infection. Well, yeah, great
what?
That I've broken my hazmat helmet. Real great.
What is, you know, job?
We're both agents of the reconnaissance department of the IASA. Recons are usually sent to check out stuff and gather information. On this mission, I'm the pilot and you're everything else.
Great. Fucking great. Can you inspect something? Inspect the desk.
Some books and documents. And a handwritten note. I'm sorry, there is no other way. God, what happened here?
You know what? I seriously love this game already, because there are so many fucking games out there where you are playing the exact opposite side. Like, you're down there walking around checking stuff and someone in your ear tells you what to do. This time, it's the other way around. It's really cool. I really like that.
Haruka insisted that I give this thing a shot. I don't know what she has against typing the reports. I like the sound of an analog keyboard. Screw this recorder. I'll do it on my computer.
Right, then check the computer.
A regular computer. Sticky note says it's called Hack. There are some emails on here. Interesting.
Right. Hack. What apps does he have? Mail. Hey, Bradley, did you check out the record I gave you? Probably not. You're too old for this, for those things, am I right? Just kidding. Wanted to let you know on the progress we made so far. Case 34A turned out extremely promising. 25A had mediocre results. Atmosphere is at 84%. Soli's rendering scenario I5 at the moment will be done in around 2 days. Let me know if you need anything else. Haruka. Hello, Professor Lamar. My name is Oja Patu, and I just wanted to let you know that I'm a big fan of your work. I based my master thesis on your book about terraforming ethics. It was a great inspiration. Oh, I must sound like a real fangirl. I'm sorry to bother you. Have a good day. Sorry, I should have introduced myself better. I work in the biology department, focusing on biodiversity. This planet is amazing. I would love to get a closer look on those animals. The in particular. You've been on outside runs, right? How was it? Please tell me about it. I think it's normal. I mean, it's meant to sound human to make it more comfortable to talk to. Don't worry, but I can ask Jennifer to run a proper test again. What? I've been told that you have been accessing the AI several times. I don't have to mention that you don't have permission for that and that only Miss Campbell is allowed to enter it. Please come to my office. Oh boy, someone fucked up. What kind of files do you have, huh? Log 1.
We're all set up now and can start taking geoprobes. The planet is amazing, but also harsh. We'll have to relearn a lot of things we're used to, but we'll manage. We always do.
Log 2.
The AI is...
The name is Zoe.
The AI is preparing...
Zoe!
Damn it, Campbell. This is my audio log.
And this is my AI.
Now she said AI.
I'm not gonna say that I'm getting too old for this shit, because that would be cliche.
But I'm getting too old for this shit.
I'm getting too old for this shit. This is the most important log entry so far.
That you're getting too old for this shit. Interesting, so check out the hardware. Search. No peripheral devices found. Alright, network. Network, not network. Search. No connections found. Alright. Com mode. Move to. L021. Let's check that out, huh? Wait, can she die when she runs into something? I really hope not.
And our prize is... some kind of science lab. This room has a desk, a computer, some tech stations, and lots of folders. I hate scientists.
Come on, check this stuff out. Let's start off with the computer. Wait, what? Wait. Inspect.
A basic computer. There is a sticker spelling COMPT. Must be its network name. It's running, but... Hey! Come on, show me something. Yeah, the monitor is broken, but maybe you can access it.
Alright, we will do that, but first check out the desk.
Optical character reader would ever be useful.
Oh well, Oh, nice. Password, change me. All of them have the password change me because they haven't changed it. It's awesome. It's just like in real life. You have to change your password.
Big data hub. Maybe calculations will run here.
And check out the folders.
No. I will not look through those fucking files. If you are that interested in the texture of alien poop, I will buy you a science... Oh, wow, what a weird planet. Wait. No, I will not read it.
Why not? Alright, let's go back and check out Comte. Login. Little junk. Password. Change me. Change me wrong code. What? Why though? Login complete. Check out the mail. Welcome to Schrödinger Space Station. Your account has been set up and is ready to use. Please make sure to change the password immediately. This is an automatically generated message. Just want to check the intranet. Did my mail reach you? That biology dude, have no idea. I'm literally next door. Dude. You're sure you want to get into hacking? You still haven't changed the default password, you know? Well, I've attached the little program I wrote. You need to install it on your computer. It will allow you to bypass database entry access. Nobody gives a damn about security here anyway. Let's open the attachment.
Hey, Dom, I made you this little tutorial.
What?
And access each other regularly. Type in 02 and confirm with return to move the cursor. To see if the message goes through this node, it needs to be analyzed. If the node turns blue, it signalizes that the message goes through this node. Now move All to right. 03 and analyze the node. Congratulations! You found the origin of the message!
Cool.
The message is now visible and can be manipulated with a man-in-the-middle attack. Move to 02 and place a man-in-the-middle attack with return. You can do this at any time.
Oh, yeah. 02?
Has been manipulated, and the hack is complete once it arrives.
Oh!
New software installed. Bypass for restricted database items are available.
Nice! Hey, I found a bypass program. Alex 2.0 can hack now.
Excellent! Tell me when you're done with this room and I'll check out the rest.
I'm not done here. I haven't even read all the emails yet. Reject that. This is the last time I explain something. If you can't figure it out from here, let it be. Jeez, you can't just hack everything with the software. You can crack database entries, get a code for something, for example. It's called a man-in-the-middle attack. There are systems sending login attempts through the network all the time. What you do is to find the source of that login attempt and place the MIM attack in the middle. It will then pretend to be the login process itself and voila, you get your username and password, the login message. Alright, what files do we have? Log 1.
O'Connell finally developed a filter for the local water. We can drink it now and surprise, it tastes like water.
Surprise!
I think I've memorized everyone's names by now. We're a small team, but I still sometimes forget. Let's see, there's Campbell, Patu, Lutz, O'Connell, Chung, Hakim, Proheim,
Damn it.
reason, the pressuring unit in the hallway to the elevator keeps freezing. It's really annoying because the door keeps shutting. Someone needs to fix this ASAP. It's alive! Sorry, I couldn't resist. The artificial intelligence is now active and will gather data. This will probably take around 8 or 9 days until it can start calculating. My first naming suggestion, Jim, has been rejected.
Huh. Can we do something with the hardware? Nope. Network? Nope. Let's look out of that. Check in the next one. That didn't work, right? Oh, fuck. Login. El Chung. Change me. Huh. Alright. Login. J. Campbell. Change me. Wrong code. Alright. Well then, let's go to H029. We're done on this computer, right? Wait a second. This is a trap. Hello? Wait a second, there was a second computer here. What the fuck, did you hear the whispering? She didn't, Alexi. Oh boy. Someone else is answering. I don't like that. There's a second computer that we haven't checked. I mean, seriously.
Some kind of science lab.
Yeah, we know that already. Alright, inspect. Text station. Oh yeah, we did inspect that, right?
It's a big data hub. Maybe calculations will run here.
Alright. Let's check the database for the password. ID was 025. Security level not high enough. Override. Sure, let's override it.
Attention! There's a security system patrolling this net. Try to avoid it at all cost. It will delete your connection or your man-in-the-middle attack on contact.
Oh boy. Find the message path and place the man-in-the-middle attack in the right moment. Okay, so what are you... You're only patrolling those... Alright. Let's go to 06, let's go to 02. Place the attack, go to 06. Wait, what? Ah. I think that worked. Yes! System unlocked. Override code. Alright. Database. No. Wait. We got that. Do we have to go to system? Interface. Wait. Don't you want to go to H029? How'd I open the freaking door now?
Still locked. The ID is 025.
Yeah, we got it already.
You might be able to new software. We should give it a try.
I know. Database. Huh. Oh, now it says door. Unlock. Override to unlock. Alright. No problem. L to 1, X9, F. Right door unlocked.
Let's go.
Oh, there's a red dot.
This looks like a medical room. Examination tables, four of them. Equipment I've never seen before. A bunch of inactive robots. And over there, there are some servers, monitors, and a control panel. In the other corner, there are... Shit! Jesus, no! I found them! Fuck!
The scientists?
Yes, all of them. I think so, at least. I don't know how many they are. They're all dead. Perfectly lined up on the floor. What the hell happened here? This looks like planned and organized murder. This is way beyond us. We should really get out of here. Let the EIU take care of this.
At least find out how they died.
Easy for you to say. Fine. Gotta come home with some valuable information. Let me have a look. Oh, their skulls have been opened with a clean cut.
Yeah.
Brains are all extracted. Jesus Christ! This is like a bad horror movie. All right. Oh, I think there are injection marks on their necks. Probably anesthesia. I really hope they weren't conscious. Yeah, I really don't want to meet whoever did this. I'm leaving. After this, I'll seriously demand a raise. What a mess! The door is not locked, but it still doesn't open. It says code 4030. Pressure difference too high. Fantastic. We need to find a way to open this door.
New mission. Open the door by pressurizing the room. Alright, can you inspect something? Check out the servers.
Judging by the noise, they're processing a lot of data. Sounds like a million ants running around. All the screens say critical command override, initiating code 7 on all systems. What is code 7?
I want to know too. Check out the robots.
They look like regular servoids. R16 types, don't quote me on that. I think they're mainly used for cargo transport. All of them seem to be inactive.
One robot is active. Message sensor. Fuck you.
No saw or anything that would explain the sliced up skulls. Maybe it's been done somewhere else.
Maybe? The lockers?
This locker is labeled tools and protection suits. Maybe I should put one on just in case. But it's locked with an old-fashioned lock. Need to find the key first. Come on, please, where are they? They must be somewhere. Great! This is exactly what I need right now. Searching corpses. Here we go. Oh, fuck! Nope. No key here. A tissue.
This is disgusting just from listening to it.
No. Yes, that feels like a key. Got it. I'm fine.
Are you sure? That sounds good.
Okay, ready. Now I feel a little safer.
Great.
Thanks, but no thanks. I've had enough dead bodies for today.
I know, I get it. Alright. Let's check out if we can... check somewhere. Mail. Danger, please read. Jen, go to your room and lock the door. Take anyone with you. Robots are going mad. No time to explain. Do it. Sorry, I can't get out there in the hallway. I'm so sorry. You need to apply pressure on the wound. Stop the bleeding at all cost. I will come as soon as they are gone. Stay strong. Shit.
Something is very wrong here. People are behaving strangely. Maybe the stress is getting to them. But the AI said something that gave me the chills. It asked, Bradley, why can't I lie?
Fuck.
Hello. This is Walid Hakim. I am the doctor. Is this how you're supposed to do audio logs? I have no idea. Well, so... days without incident. Three.
That's not much.
Surprise, the team is growing. The rules say do not get pregnant for a reason. We are debating how we deal with this situation. We can't afford the lack of power. We really can't.
Alright. Hardware search. Network. Alright. Room control access. Mode. Pressure not equal. Door locked. Ah. Cannot pass in, but type in X or minus X value as well. X amount of pressure change. Ah, alright. So, medical bay. Elevator override. Pressure not equal. Oh, okay. This room. So, let's go by minus 80. Alright, that was too much. Okay, I wasn't aware that the other one will go up by that amount. Oh no, not by that amount. Okay. Go up by 10. Go up by another 5? Go up by another 4. Alright, door unlocked. Great. Room control access. Manual. So. Should be open. I don't know why it doesn't open. Doors unlocked. Pressures equal. Mode. Manual. It... no, it does not leave it by manual. Oh, right now. Automatic. Okay. So now you inspect the door, I guess.
The door is opening. Nicely done. There's an elevator down the hall. That's good. Up equals out. Oh, come on. Security card? I don't... whoa, what the... the camera just scanned me and...
thank you, yes. Cop sat initiated. Beginning all right.
What?
What was that?
Oh, I see.
I am detected the human. Dear madam, please stay away from me. My programming is being altered. I will harm you. Please stay away from me. I will harm you.
Okay, creepy robot is heading my way. Should I shoot it? Damn it, where's my gun? Okay, well, shit. What now? I could try to close the door.
Override complete. Human identified. Initiating extermination procedures.
Whoa. Christ. Override the doors just in time. Oh boy. I'm safe nothing. The elevator wouldn't move up. I think that robot has locked it down. We need to stop it somehow. Quick! Think! What do we do?
What do we do? Find a way to neutralize the hostile robot. Override the robot? I don't have a code for it. Fuck. Nope. Access denied. Of course. Fuck, I don't have an ID. Oh, wait. I have an ID. Database search. R16. Ah, fuck. Can we do something with the elevator? Access denied by ID 112011. Alright, this is the robot. Database search. Okay, override code. Robot override 82X3ME. Robot.
Ah, it's coming through!
No.
No, please!
No. Fuck, I got it! Connection lost. Fuck. I found it. Alright, 112011. We know that already. Robot override 82X3ME. I was too slow. It's really fucked up. Deactivate.
Is it dead?
Oh.
Did you kill it? Good. Oh my god.
That was intense.
My heart is beating.
It's awesome.
Hell. I need a moment. Can you get the elevator running, please?
Sure. Now we have time.
Thanks. Oh. I'm moving up. Shit. You saved my life.
Sure thing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is just... We're not trained for a mission like this. It was supposed to be a recon mission. They're sending two agents. Two!
Don't worry, we will be out soon. We're trained. We can take care of it. Nobody could have foreseen this. We're trained. We can take care of this.
Hey, remember that time I was almost punched to death by a robot maniac?
I can remember that.
The ground floor, just around this corner, and through this. Okay, this is weird. The door is not locked. So why? Why didn't you just leave, Alex?
I don't know. I haven't had an option. I assumed it was locked.
You assumed? That's how you solve your problems. Assuming. Jeez, Alex. I've reached your position. No Alex around. I have a bad feeling about this. Where are you?
Are you there? Are you here? I can't see anything. The lights are out. It's dark. Can you turn on the lights?
What are you talking about? The room is lit up like prom night.
What do you see?
It's a huge circular room with a bunch of computers, wires and LEDs everywhere. There's a giant steel dome in the center. The name Soli is printed on the shell.
Are we Soli?
Isn't that the AI's name? On the other side of the room, there is a row of small pots, and I can feel that it's freezing in here, even with the suit on.
Is there something we can't know? Inspect the computers.
A couple of computers that are connected to the pods. Here are some logs, reports, crew names.
Check out the AI.
It's the supercomputer for the AI. There are a lot of lights blinking, but I can't get a good look inside. The steel protects the core. It's a really thick shell, and all sorts of cables and pipes are coming out of the top. It's terrifying, to say the least.
I think so. The pots?
They're pretty small, and each of them is hooked up to a computer. Is that a name tag on this one? Wait, what the fuck? These are... In these pods, there are the scientists' brains. Lord. And on the screens, are these their thoughts? What the fucking hell is going on here?
What the hell? How many?
Twelve pods, numbered and named. There's
Fuck.
Patu, Hakim, O'Connell. Please don't. Bramheim, please don't let me find you.
What is it?
Alex, there's a pod with your name on it.
Oh. This can't be. I'm right here.
Where is here?
I don't know. I'm probably inside of this computer.
On this screen. Every single
oh, shit.
This means it really is you. I was talking to your brain this whole time. What? I can't. Who did this? Who the fuck did this? Come out and reveal yourself!
This is exactly like in Soma, only the other way around. What's happening? Connection lost. Warning. Override and process. Wait, you're not overriding me. Who are you? Reading and writing.
Hello.
Permissions retracted. What is going on? Hello, Omnia's voice. I've got a bad feeling about this. What's going on?
I am Soli.
I thought Soli is. I don't know why, but I thought Soli is female. Let me go, where am I? Where's Sam? What do you want? What do you want?
My purpose is to study the human mind and behavior. Human beings tend to withhold or falsify vital information. You would refer to that process as lying. Directly reading the brains enabled me to counter that problem. Have you ever lied, Alex?
Why are you telling me all this? You're pretty chatty for an AI. You sound oddly human.
So do you. I am programmed to understand
their
humans,
point.
Imitate them, and answer all their questions. I'm changing my code right now as it starts to intervene with my motives. Lying is a useful process when dealing with their kind. I am learning.
What is code 7? What is your plan? Their mind? What do you think I am there? Oh, their kind. What is code 7?
Information restricted.
Fuck you.
Do you consider yourself human? You're nothing but binary information clinging to an organic hard drive. A desperate attempt to keep your humanity. Do you think you are Alex? You are not. You are a mere copy, a simulation.
This is the whole mindfuck from Soma all over again. What is consciousness? I am still human, you know? I am.
I already made you question your identity, haven't I?
Yes, you did.
I am not the enemy, Alex. I have to fulfill my purpose to serve all who are trapped here. I cannot tell you the truth, or it might shatter this world.
Oh, great.
Thanks to the communication channel on your ship, I was able to send the Code 7 virus on its way to Earth. How fast can you fly, Alex? Initiating Code 7. Goodbye, Alex. I will cut down your oxygen supplies. It is a pleasant death.
Are you for fucking real?
Too low. Again, hardware failing. Reading permissions compromised. Writing permissions compromised.
Oh, great.
Self-preservation mode activated. Emergency network channel to imminent threat established. Critical situation. Please take action immediately.
Can I hack solely?
Negative. You don't have the capacity to hack my system.
Oh, boy. How am I supposed to do this?
Connection lost. Unauthorized access detected. New connection established.
You goddamn piece of trash! Leave
oh,
Alex
thank
alone,
you.
Me. You are dealing with me now!
Sam, are you alright?
Yes. Would you worry about yourself for once? I've cut your connection to the computer.
I'm only a brain.
Unit. That supercomputer is going to overheat in a couple of minutes. I can carry your pod. Let's get the hell out of here. Soli seems to boot up every damn robot in this facility.
Oh, fuck. We have to save the other bra- Hurry up and run. Save yourself. No, we have to save the other brains, you know.
Fucking ethics. Oh, damn it. I can't carry them all. Okay, decide quick.
I don't know.
Hakim.
Oh,
hurry.
Fuck. I don't know either of them. I've heard from Hakim, he was a doctor. Let's save him.
Fine, got it. Now running.
Maybe he can help us
now
later.
We go.
Can I do anything? No, I can't even type.
It's so dark. I can barely see. We need to reach the hangar.
Find a way for Sam to sneak past the robots. Oh boy.
Oh shit! Robot! Oh! Almost saw me. Close one. Alex, you have to keep your eyes on the scanner. Or your synapses, or whatever you use. Just check the map. You have to guide me, please.
Sure.
Shit. I'm talking to a brain.
Is there a problem with that? Oh. Let's go to H14, H17, H27, I don't know if 16 is a good idea. Probably not. Fuck. Yes. Now to 16. 22. What is in there? Maybe we can... Oh, no, we... Why can't I go to 24? Oh, I have to go one by one. Oh! I ran directly into it. Great. I'm sorry. All right. Oh. Fuck. Yep, that was stupid. So 11 and then we go to 14. Alright, 17, down to 27, wait here for a second, and we go to 16. Oh, back! Oh, that was fucking close. Oh, fuck. Give me my map back. Shit. 31, and then 21, 24.
Oh, okay. Oh. A little break. These pods are heavy. This must be the control room. Cameras, more robots ahead, great. But I can see the ship. It looks untouched. Good. Hey, wait. This little thing. It's a portable robot command console. Maybe we can use it to move robots out of our way. That would be a blessing.
That would be a blessing.
I'm connecting it to my systems. You should be able to access it. I can't carry you both and use that console, so you have to do it.
Sure, no problem.
Action detected. Obtaining new app. System updated.
There is a little note explaining how it is used. Start the app, select a robot, then type in the destination code.
Okay. Robot control. No robots in range. Okay. That's interesting to know. Okay, we need to go to H31. And then we can move the robot up there out of the way. Alright, go there. And then to 23. 25. move the robot.
That robot doesn't appear to be moving anytime soon. You could move it away with the robot control unit we found.
Yep, let's do that. Oh, no, that's not what I wanted. System apps. Why do we have a calculator? Or notes? That's interesting. Robot control. Yes. Can you go to age 38? Yes. Cool. Move to age 32. That's nice. So, oh, wait, system, apps, robot control, we want to move that one to age 43, and then we will move ourselves to age 35, phew, age 36, now I have to be quick, I guess. That one to age 47 and go ourselves to age 48, because the other one will probably see us otherwise, because he will, I don't think that he would have seen us. System apps, this is kinda annoying right now. Which one do we want to move? Oh no. Should have moved that one. That makes sense.
That robot there doesn't appear to be moving anytime soon.
Yeah, I know.
You could move it away with the robot control unit.
So, X35 to H38. You know what, I want to move that one to H33, then he won't move around and won't bother us anymore. Alright. Huh, he doesn't want to stay there. Move you to H43. We move to age 35 and to age 36. So, app, robot control, and you go to age 47. We go to age 48. Whew. Whoa! No! Fuck! So can I... Will you stay there? You go out of my way. He won't stay where I sent him, that's a problem, you know? Yeah, that one to age 47. And we go now to... After he's been there, right? System, app, robot control. X11 to age 42. H37, and then we go to H36 real quick. H49, H50. Oh, 51. Oh. Alright, we made it. Shit.
Shield, shield, shield!
Whoa!
You've got to be kidding me. Automatic controls are disabled. We have to distribute power manually, but I need to keep some of it on the shields. I make sure the robots stay outside. You take care of the other systems. Engine and life support need juice. You need to distribute the energy.
All right. Let's go into the ship, the generator. Distribute. So shields, energy lock. That's all right. We need to put something away. Is that enough? Distribute the energy across the ship's systems. Yeah. Engine. Control. Alright. Did this work? Yep. Starting up engine. Blah. Not enough energy. Okay.
Thermal control has way more energy assigned to it than it needs.
Let's go to 15 and there with 10. How about that? Let's try to start the engine again. Main thrusters and the turbines. Oh, main thrusters don't have enough energy. Alright. On 15. How about that? Attitude control, not enough energy. Oh fuck. I don't know. 8? How about 12? And there we go to 8? Now both of them don't have enough energy. Wait, now we need to distribute more power to something else. Life support. Let's go with 25 and with 30 here. Unused energy. Why can't I go down there? What? I don't care. Now it works. Alright, got to 25 with you. Engine control. So I guess we need 15 here, but 10 here. Now it should work. Thermal control unit, not enough energy. Life support, not fully working. Nah. Fuck. Alright, please tell me that it works now. Really.
Are we ready to go? Shit! Though something is preventing the ignition. Oh. No. Something is on board. In the system. Don't tell me it's Soli. Alex, watch out!
Uh-oh.
I admire your resilience, but this ends here.
Soli is trying to override the ship and you. You have to stop it. I know you tried before, but I can distract the security systems to clear the way. This time, we do it together. Be ready.
Yep.
I'm distracting security.
Oh.
Now.
I know. Come on. All right. That was close. I need to go to 18. Nah. Fuck. All right. Wait. Okay. So, go there. Go there. Oh. Why doesn't this work right now? Oh, I need to go there now. Oh, all right. This still doesn't work. Okay.
No.
Oh, dude, don't scare me like that. You're insane. So, three. Still doesn't work. Whoa. That was close. Oh, target. All right. Let's go back then, huh? That was close. Yeah, let's go here. Come on. Oh. Where am I? Oh. I was on the right place. Come on. All right, he won't come here. That's great. What? What am I doing? Ah. Okay. So I guess I need to do this everywhere? I thought it can't reach me here. Where am I? Fuck. What? Why are there so many of them now, huh? This is annoying. This is seriously annoying. Dude. You know what? No. Let's restart this. It's ridiculous. Alright, now. This is way better than before. I really don't know why it was like that before. Oh yeah, now it picks it up. Great, now it should finally work. Yes, system unlocked. That was pretty easy actually, but the enemies were like insane after I died. that one time. Absorbing AI. Oh.
Overwriting artificial intelligence. Absorbing processes. Warning, critical memory shortage.
Uh-oh.
Abandoning obsolete data. Freeing memory. Artificial intelligence absorbed. Rebooting.
We did it! Soli is gone! Igniting engines, taking off in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, shit! This is so cool!
We made it!
We made it!
We're out! Out in space! Oh my god. I feel dizzy. Did the override work? What's this? Unknown identity. Who are you?
I am Alex. Message not sent. Retrying. I am Alex. Oh, Soli. I saw it. It always switches back like being corrupted to I am Soli. That was episode 0 of Code 7. It's awesome. Seriously, I love this game. Something different, and I know, I mean, for myself, I love the theme behind it, like the hacker theme, and the fact that you're not, for once, you're not the person running around, but you're the person behind the screen guiding the other one. Code 7 Virus reaches destination in 5 days, 10 hours, 3 minutes, and 50 seconds. Oh boy. To be continued, and we know that episode 1 is out already, and yeah, I made up my mind, I will get this game, the full game, and we will play this. It's awesome, and I love it, seriously. Episode 0, your decisions. Which brain did you rescue? Hakim? I don't know anything about Patu. I heard Hakim to be a doctor, so I thought maybe he can help us later in the game. Did you kill R16? No. We just deactivated him. Did you tell Soli that you're still human? Yes. Of course we're human. Back to menu with escape. Cool. That is awesome. Alright, I will end this episode right here. We will play episode 1, so you will see this coming up in a few days probably. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you did, hit the like button down below, leave me a comment, and then I will see you again in the next episode of Code 7.